Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I help you?
Hi, Joyce. My name is Susan Hill, and I have a $56.95 charge on my checking account that I don't know what it is.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
29456.
And thank you for that. And that first and last name again?
Susan, S-U-S-A-N-N. Hill, H-I-L-L.
Okay, and thank you for that. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with the account?
My address is 823A Sandpiper Drive.
Alrighty. Yes, ma'am, and I was able to locate an account for you. It does seem like on the 21st of February, you paid $7.95 shipping and handling, and it seems for a phone. Do you happen to remember that, to be able to receive a phone?
No, I have not received a phone, and I don't think I would do that.
The item itself was actually free. Maybe you did a survey, and they told you you could actually get this item, and you only paid the shipping and handling for it.
So why do I have a $56.95 charge now?
The $56.95 charge is actually, it was a welcoming gift for actually joining the Factory Direct store, which is an online web store.
No, can you cancel that? And I don't want that charge.
Yes,
and nothing
ma'am.
Else. Thank
yes,
you so
ma'am.
Much.
You're more than welcome. Give me one second, please. Alrighty, ma'am. I was successfully able to get you canceled out of that. You won't have any more reoccurring charges, and I do have a cancellation number for you if you're ready to take that down.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It will be C as in Charlie, and that's 259-107-240.
All righty, ma'am. I got that.
And thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Ma'am, you have a very good phone voice, and you're very kind. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
Same
bye-bye.
To you. Bye-bye.